SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with Tommy Lorenzo, Cam Stewart, and House George Kurtz will step up and then Big Card Julio a little bit later on. So the Washington Commanders, this is an interesting little twist to this game. The last time the Washington Commanders made the conference championship game, or the Washington franchise, etc., 1991. Who do they beat? The Detroit Lions. If you guys recall, the Detroit Lions had that nice playoff run. They beat the Dallas Cowboys. Scott Mitchell, Wayne Fonts, of course, was the coach.
Love that.
And then, Washington, a little bit of symmetry here. What about this one? Because put it this way, if we're talking ourselves into Houston plus 8.5, it's hard not to try to talk yourself into Washington at plus 9.5. The Lions are badasses, though. They are relentless. And, you know, Campbell isn't going to play it safe. They're going to attack. Jahmyr Gibbs has really come on. And, oh, yeah, by the way, everybody, David Montgomery is back. Tough little son of a bitch. People, oh, he's going to be out for the year. He's back. So Montgomery has been cleared. They're just loaded at every position. They're well-coached. They're hungry. They've got that fire lit right now. But 9.5 is a lot of points to spot the Commanders. What's your take, Tommy? Can the Commanders hang around, or you want to pass on this one? Are the Lions going to blow them out? What do you think?
No, I think the Lions are going to win, and I have a lot of respect for Jaden Daniels. He showed toughness, and that Washington team is very disciplined and coached very well. But I cannot take a stance against the Lions. We talked off air about one of the games I was going to tease. This is the other one. There's some 9.5s or some 9s out there. If you can find a 9, I think Circa was 8.5. If you can get that to 3, if you can get it to 2.5, even better. I think that's a really strong teaser opportunity with the Lions. If you can get that to 3 or lower, I think that's the way to go. I think they win. If you tell me pick a point spread side, yeah, I'm going to go Lions. But Jaden Daniels is very tough, and that team's coached very well.
I've thought, and I've said all along, that I thought that Philadelphia and Detroit were on a collision course in the NFC Conference Championship game. And generally, teams that win the game cover the point spread. So it leads me into the Rams game, which is kind of dangerous. It's a tough emotional spot after the Monday nighter, traveling again. It's almost like two road games in a row for them. You know, from L.A., you know, dealing with the fire situation, going to Arizona, back to L.A. Now you got to go to the East Coast. I don't think weather will be the factor in this game. The Rams' defense is good, but Philadelphia, it's not easy to win there. And so you were talking about teasing it, so are you looking at a Detroit Lion, Philadelphia Eagle teaser?
That's exactly it. If I can get the Eagles down to a pick 'em, I really like that. I think the Rams will give a good effort, but well, like you said, this is coming off an emotional spot, the travel. Jalen Hurts is not Sam Darnold, and this Philly defense is not the Vikings defense. So there's just a bunch of things you check off there that makes this a very tough spot for the Rams.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you were talking about Washington. That's it, Cam. Like, yeah, they look good, but Ford Field is a hell of a lot harder place to play than that stadium in Tampa Bay is.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like the Bucs aren't a known, oh, that's a tough place to play. Like, it's, you know, like the crowd was good. They actually showed up and they were into it. But I'm just saying, like, Ford Field is a real bitch to deal with. The Buffalo Bills, my Buffalo Bills, Tommy, nobody likes them. I was just talking about some quotes, unnamed NFL executives in The Athletic, and Baltimore going to be too physical for them. The same thing's going to happen what happened earlier. The Bills can't stop the run. They can't stop Derrick Henry. And the Bills open up as one of the – I find it interesting. Me and Brady, we talked about this with Brady Cannon last night. He said, yeah, but Brady brought up a good point. He goes, you know what? Because I said, what do you make of the Ravens being favorites now? He goes, well – let's not forget the market and the odds makers actually open the Bills as the favorite. Mm-hmm. So, because it's baffling to me that the Bills are getting no respect for being on their home field. I don't think home field means 3 points anymore, and I get that home field doesn't mean as much as it used to. But the fact of the matter is, Tommy, the Buffalo Bills are 9-0 on this field this year. and the Bills are, like, they do feed off the energy of that crowd. Yet here we have Baltimore as a favorite in the game. Are you another wise guy that says, yeah, Baltimore should be favored in this game?
The power numbers I generate for my own use has this game exactly at even. Nothing separates these two. It's kind of like Paulie in Goodfellas when he's shaving the garlic with the razor, you know?
Yeah, I watch that. It's super thin.
Yeah, that's handicapping the game. You're just it's a razor thin.
Or we should say De Niro versus De Niro in a new movie coming out where he plays both characters. There's nothing to separate the two of them. Frank Costello and Genovese.
Yeah. The thing with this game, though, do you trust Josh Allen?
The onions, that's great.
I trust them both, Tommy. Like Allen.
I think they're both great, but I think Allen on his home field won't be denied. Yeah. I think this is a difference. And I think the colder, the better. I'm not going to say it's an advantage because, you know, people are like, oh, if it's cold, you know, and snowy, et cetera, you know, the Ravens run the ball. Lamar Jackson's from Florida, okay? I know he plays in Baltimore, but you know what I mean? I don't mind if it's super, super nasty weather. I think I think that's somewhat advantage Buffalo a bit, actually. But like you said, man, there's nothing to, you know what I mean? It's almost like the Penn State Notre Dame game, Tommy. There's nothing to give between the two of them, Cam, and it came down to the last freaking field goal. Like, there's nothing to give between these teams.
Baltimore came to Buffalo, it was ice cold. I remember freezing cold. Lamar was
Yeah, and they scored 3 points.
That's correct.
Scored 3 points. Yeah.
Yes. Why? Allen's from Wyoming. The guy, like, he
No, he's from California. He played
college at Wyoming, but he handles the cold well. He handles the cold really well. He can play in any condition with the laser beam. Lamar's got a big arm too, but I trust Allen, mm-hmm. Gabe. And know what? I noticed your coach. He's going for it on fourth down. McDermott doesn't want to be that, like, the way they lost to the Chiefs and stuff. It's a different vibe. It's like, we're going to go out, we're going all in, and we're going to find ways to get it done. He's kind of like Dan Campbell Jr. now. Like, they go for it all the time, and it's working. I like it.
What do you think? What's your final verdict, Tommy?
I think the Bills' defense, which I had questions about going into the playoffs, has shown me enough that they'll be disruptive. I know about the running game in Baltimore, and I know about Lamar Jackson. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the Bills here. I just think the intangibles, everything else being even, the home field. I did look at something. This will be the coldest game at kickoff that Lamar Jackson has ever played in, based on the forecast. 32 degrees, he's been – if it's 32 degrees or lower, he's 3-1, but never played – it's scheduled kickoff is about 24 degrees. He's never played in that cold of a game. Will it make a difference? I don't know, but I do know the Bills step up in cold or snow and whatever it is. And to me, that's why I lean that way. Plus, everyone's saying Baltimore. Oh, Baltimore, Baltimore. Yet this line is right there at a pick 'em. Circa's got him at a pick 'em. It's -1. You know, it's not clicking up. You're not going to get more than 1 point if you're going with Baltimore. So I'm going to go Bills.
I'm nervous, fired up for this game. All right, Tom, we got about a minute and a half. It's great catching up with you. What do you think about the Monday night national championship game?
I'm a Notre Dame fan, have been for a very long time, and I am ecstatic that they're there. But I think Notre Dame will cover this game. I really do. I think, you know, whenever you have a defense like that, you have a chance. But I just don't think they're going to be able to beat Ohio State. If they can disrupt Will Howard, because when he gets bothered, there's problems. He showed it against Penn State earlier in the year, against Michigan, obviously. So if they can get to him and get into his head, they're going to have a chance. But Notre Dame wins if that defense just goes nuts like they have. That's the only chance they have to win. But I think they'll cover. It's too many points.
Our boy Tommy Cam, he's like our boy the mailman. Tough life. Tommy's a Dodger fan. Notre Dame. You throw the Lakers on top of it.
I'm a New York Giants fan too, though. I'm a New York Giants fan.
That's cool, Tommy. Yeah, you got to have one.
I'm busting your balls. Yeah.
Yep. Got to have one.
Yeah, I've been called a farmer. They're like, oh, you like the Bills in Michigan? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I like that my whole life. I'm like, the Dodgers and Michigan. I'm like, yeah, try being a Bills fan since the '70s. Has it been fun?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pistol players, the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. All right. I'm doing something good for the community here right now. So I'm watching, and hey, I'm losing this bet, but and this is classy in the Vancouver Canucks for doing this, so I'm going to support it. I just got to do this live. They got the 50-50 raffle going on. They got the 50-50 raffle going on. For the Vancouver Canucks, and they're giving the money to the LA Fire Fund. All right, so they'll be donating the money to Los Angeles, which is cool of the Canucks to do. But if you win, you get to keep half the money.
Yes,
I see. It's $283,000 right now. So I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to donate $100, and I am getting, this isn't bad too. I get 500 tickets. For $100.
Wow, that's a wicked deal.
There's only 19,000 people in the arena.
Game I went to with George, $20. I got like one ticket and I lost it too. What a stooge I was. Hey, George, probably a winner too. Somewhere on the ground somewhere. 50-50. Have you ever won?
It's annoying filling all this.
The guy beside me, and I couldn't.
Oh, that's true. Like, you mean have I? Oh, yeah. But the thing is, I guess. But the thing is, Cam, it's not by your seat, right? Yeah. It's by when you bought the ticket.
Correct.
But yeah, it's happened to me before actually that somebody like same thing. Somebody like three or four seats next to me once won, but it's not proportioned by. It's not like you were two seats off.
No.
It's when he's buying a ticket numbers. In the hallway or whatever.
Yeah, correct.
All right, so let me finish off this this purchase here. So you know what? I donate $100 and I get. I'm being cheaper though. I gave $500 to the Canucks charity kids fund last year.
$100 is very. Hey, don't sell yourself short. That's good. And 50 is going to the LA Fire. Like, that's great, man.
I had a better year last year. I was in a better mood.
Yes. The Canucks they were caught me in a good moment.
And that's the thing, Vancouver. I mean, if you guys weren't losing 3-0, I'd be a little bit more genuine. You know what I mean? Like,
good
that's
call.
Why I didn't want to cheap out. I was like, because I was thinking 25 at first. I was like, $10 is not. That's just an insult. And I was like, 25. And I'm like, that's not a good contribution, 25. Then I was thinking, well, the Canucks are losing 3-0. You're not doing any favors.
Nope.
you're not helping the charitable cause. But plus, this will be good karma for us. Watch, the Canucks will start to come back right now after this. All right. So speaking of coming back, the Houston Rockets have started to cut the lead a little bit. They were down big. It's they've cut the lead to 4 right now. Sacramento, though, for whatever reason, are now like 8.5. In the game. And we got a bunch of college basketball going on here right now. Oregon State are up 11-7 on Gonzaga. They're getting 6.5 right now in game. Let's bring in George Kurtz. George, good to see you. George, are you on the LA Kings or the Vancouver Canucks right now?
Sorry, Gabe, I'm on the Kings. Vancouver's not playing very well, and they're getting... I mean, that score was 3-0 before I even knew what was going on, Kings. So... I don't know how you feel, but I had to think the Kings, the Canucks have to do a shakeup, and they got to do it soon.
Things are spiraling out of control a little bit with this team. I can't deny it. It's the bad law, the way they're losing right now. Like, things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. It's all, you know, the move that's going to come, if it does come, with the Canucks is JT Miller is going to be the one to get traded. They're not trading Pedersen, and Pedersen's not easy to trade. Dude makes 11 and...
A lot of news here. The Rangers are hot after him.
Yeah, but there's also reports that Zinabad didn't want to play for the Canucks. He wants to stay in the USA.
And I think if I'm the Canucks, I would want more than Mika.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Canucks, you know what, George? They've been linked, although it's funny because this is the deal. JT Miller doesn't get along with anybody. Right. But so the whole thing about the Canucks of, you know, the locker room, that's not the reason. They never should have let Zadorov go, guys. They got a big, nasty Russian defenseman last year. He brought an edge. The Canucks are laid back soft. They're like the city. Like, they're not.
They are.
Right? They don't, you know what I mean? They got, you know, Joshua's a tough dude. You know what I mean? Sherwood competes hard. Garland is like 5'6". Like, they're not, and they got a bunch of Swedish dudes. And, like, Miller and Besser are sniper types, but they're not. They don't have that, like, mean edge to them, this team. And they had it. Like, they can, like, the Canucks never had a guy. Like, Quinn Hughes is awesome, but remember, Zadorov is like, Edmonton sucks as a city. I hate it here. Like, they didn't have that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Guy with cheap shot, McDavid in the corner. He was just a mean son of a bitch, right? And they didn't, they want to pay him $6 million, so whatever. And it's like, all right. And you know, they replace him with Desharnais from Edmonton. The guy's a pylon.
He is.
Desharnais is a freaking pylon, this kid. Like, he's a terrible defender. I don't want to be a jerk, but he's a terrible. Well, whatever. Who cares? I'm not being a jerk for saying he sucks. He sucks.
Well, look at the Leafs. The Leafs went out and got.
That's why the Oilers let him go.
You need a guy like that. You need a guy who's like a sandpaper.
Yeah, like Chris Tanev, exactly.
Chris Tanev, the guy loses his teeth, pops him back in, ready to rock. That's the thing. That's why the Leafs are like, they're little. Every team needs a guy.
Hell, even the Habs tonight when Armia lost his stick and you saw him hitting people. He says, that's still not extra effort. But the Canucks, they got a bunch of, like, they got a lot of talent. They're just missing something. So, yeah, George, I think something is going to happen now, right? And the whole deal is that it's Miller, and Miller's kind of this and that. So, but I don't think he's the problem or anything. I just think this team needs to get tougher and suck it up. But I will say that Brock Nelson's name's come up a lot in Vancouver. That the Islanders, they're not trading Pettersson. So, whatever. JT Miller will be the one that gets dealt maybe down the road. I don't think they want to do it. I think they want to start winning, but it's just not happening. And I brought it up, George. I told Cam this earlier. Thatcher Demko is not Thatcher Demko anymore.
Nope.
He isn't. Like, and he wasn't when he came back before. He wasn't last year. Like, these injuries have caught up to him, Kurtz. He's not the same goalie anymore.
Well, you still got Lankinen, so maybe you can still get away with that. I said JT Miller is interesting because I think he would bring back a nice hole, especially to a cup contending team. That team wouldn't be the Islanders, by the way. But he's a really good player, but he has been around the league.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, JT Miller has a no-trade clause in his contract, so he can be selective about it. And he already said, well, how about the Rangers? Yeah, well, yeah, good for you. Like, you're in there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The Vancouver Canucks are getting 3.5 goals right now. It is -170. They're losing 3-0. They played much better here. Dude, they're shots on goal, it's 12-10. They got ambushed early. Like I said, Demko is slow, man. Like, he's slow moving side to side. His lateral movements are slow. And it's one of these deals where you can't really blame him. The dude never plays. So it's his first game back again tonight, and you got to bite the bullet. I hate to say it, but if I was talking, I just would have started freaking Lankinen. I would have been like, dude, we're coming off a blowout loss the other night. And I know Lankinen started, but it wasn't his fault. But Demko's back, and they got to bite the bullet and get him into shape here. But I just don't know if Demko's the savior that people think he can be right now. Down 3-0, everybody looks pretty sad and angry in the building right now. But cheap tickets will be cheaper next time I go to a Canuck game.
Good call. The very Kings, good call.
Sacramento Kings are now up 16 on Houston. Well, they blew that open in a hurry. 77-61 right now. All right, we'll get to the football, but I wanted to get to this with George Kurtz. Major League Baseball win totals, Kurtz, have been posted. And I thought that I missed it or something, because I'm always on top of this stuff from day one. I didn't miss it. We talked about it 2 nights ago. That came out 2 days ago. I was like, oh, my God, baseball totals are out. And most books have them posted right now. I know you've taken a look at them. What do you think about the Major League Baseball win totals, and what teams early catch your eye right now?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go back to the well with the Dodgers. I'm going to take we have 103.5 in New York, by the way, not 102, so we'll get to win an extra game. But And by the way, I love you saying, I really hope the Dodgers sign Sasaki. Yeah, okay, Gabe. Like, they really need him.
We need him. Dodgers, we need him. We need him.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, but what the point is, they, nice. They go to a seven-man rotation and it'll look better.
You're a Yankee fan. Settle down. You're a Yankee fan. It's not like you're a Marlin fan. You're a Yankee. It's like the rich calling the rich out here.
Both of you guys. It's like Mr. Burns and Elon Musk. Shut up, both of you. Yankees and Dodgers. Shut up.
He's up, Dan. I'm taking the Blue Jays over, okay? I'm going back to the Blue Jay well.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, are 76 you? And a half.
76 and a half.
Oh, now. 76 and a half. Holy.
Yeah, it's ready to score. 76 and a half.
You're down with the Jays, huh?
I went down with Flames.
They
last
need
year
to sign. They're going to sign Santander or what? Like, we've been hearing this for the past 2 weeks. Like, what's up with that?
It's a lot of noise here. They're heavy on Alonso, that they're close with Alonso. You know, Mets fans.
There's always noise that they're close with everybody. That's the thing.
They don't get anybody. It's a problem. They don't get anybody. I get it.
Who's the guy feeding these guys stories about the Jays being close? They're wrong every time. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, stop saying they're in the mix when they're not in the mix. They don't get anybody.
I think it's media members that are trying to make Shapiro and Atkins look bad, because there's no way the Jays are leaking this stuff. They keep losing. Yeah. Like, all they're doing is so, like, it's not the Jays leaking this. I don't know. I think other teams are probably just making it up. Oh, by the way, the Jays offered us $200 million, just saying. That's up. Like, no, making it up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would be floored.
If the Jays get Sasaki, I'd be floored. I can't see that. He's got to be going to the Padres over Dodgers here. And what we hear this week, that the Padres and
what's
Dodgers
are going
to trade to get. I think it was. I'll say Passan, but I'm not dead sure who reported it, that the Dodgers and Padres are shopping.
They're trying to raise more money.
How much could you possibly raise? Another million, maybe?
The four guys all get the same deal. The only thing is, you can make more
there's
money.
There's a limit
than
to what he can make.
But if he wanted the money so bad, then wait 2 years and be a free agent. You can pay it all.
Like, that's for people wondering. Exactly. People wondering what's the it's not a bidding war.
No.
The kid, like you said, like George said, he could have waited a couple of more years and it would have been a bidding war.
Yeah.
He forfeited his right. Like, he's too young. He doesn't have the Japanese experience yet, et cetera. Not to get too detailed with the CBA and everything. Long story short, the kid's only 23. He's not 25. So he's under, like, this rookie pool, international pool limit. I think it's like $7 million, like you said, Kurtz, because they came in at $6
million. Depends on the team.
Yeah, it depends on the team. The Dodgers and San Diego offered the exact same dollar amount to the cent, and Toronto offered like $1 million more. It was like 6.5 to 5.5. So it's not about money. I can't believe he's going to pick Toronto either. Toronto's a great city, but I just, like, why would he pick the Blue Jays?
I just talked to a guy in the organization. They're trying to, like, do this big thing, like a portion of this and that, because you guys talked about it. It's about the same contract. You can't do more. So the only way he can get stuff is through bonuses and extra deals outside of the salary. That's what they're saying. Who knows if
he's going to be a Dodger. He'll be a Dodger.
Give me a break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I like Kurt's calling me out. Oh, we got to get Sasaki. Not to mention,
I love yes, George.
God,
but you're the plan too, George. You're talking about the Yankees like they're like the Oakland A's or something. You better settle down as well. You guys
I didn't
got
mention the Yankees.
Money.
I did not mention the Yankees once, by the way.
Yeah, you did. Like, the Dodgers with their plethora of riches. Well, both of you guys are 1-2. My team's nowhere.
I like their over. I think their over is 93.5. I think they'll get there. But the Yankee offense. Yankee offense isn't there yet. You know, it's Yankees are hoping that their pitching's going to be great and that Volpe, Wells take.
They do have a good staff, the Yankees. They have loaded up. I like the arms. I like the arms of the Yankees. They're going to be back. They're going to win some games. What do you think of the Mets at 91.5, Kurtz? And I don't know if you saw my tweet, but I read that, and it's just one sports book, but 66% of the World Series future tickets are on the Mets at BetMGM.
Wow.
I don't think the Mets are even the best team in their division.
66%. Sorry, I need to take that back.
The Mets have Minaya, Senga, and that's it.
Who's their pitching staff?
Yeah, it's not
going to Minaya, Senga, Montas, Peterson, and Clay Holmes. And Clay Holmes, by the way, is not pitching more than, what, 120 innings? So they don't have enough. They made a huge mistake in my mind in Corbin Burns. All right, they needed an ace. They should have found the ace. And then I would have felt a lot better about them. I think they'll hit fine. I think they'll murder the ball, but that doesn't work in postseason. I don't think the Mets are the best team in their own division, more or less, in the National League. The Dodgers are still better than them. I think the Phillies are still better than them. I think they might be better than the Braves, because I don't think the Braves reached their over on their 93.5. I have major questions about them, about Acuna.
What about the Strider. White Sox? 49.5.
50.5? Oh, you got a different. I got 50.5.
I've seen 51.5, even the 49.5.
Yeah.
But you look at that team, you mean. Holy God, this is a bad team. Name me one starting pitcher real quick. Anybody. I couldn't have done it.
50 games? Come on.
Your starting pitcher is Jonathan Cannon, Thorpe, Martin Perez, Davis Martin, Sean Burke.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but it's hard. How are they going to win 50? Like 50 and 112 does not surprise me at all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that means.
And then their only hitter is Louis Robert, and he's going to get traded. He'll be traded as soon as he does something.
There's Vancouver scores 3-1.
Yeah, there we go. Excellent.
Come back begins. All right, let's get. I've circled a couple guys here, and like George said, you sort of look around. The different books are going to have slightly different numbers, and when it comes to win totals, it really does matter. All right, a win here or a win there can make a massive difference in the world. If you guys can get my best bet, Major League Baseball early win totals up here on the screen. I'd appreciate it. And we're going to start off with a low point here. Still waiting. still waiting. No, not the best of X.
What's the best of X? What is it today?
My Major League Baseball win total best bets. All right. Thank you.
There they are.
All right. Sounds like they're having a little argument or a dispute there in the booth. So you guys figure it out. You guys figure it out. All right. So thank you. Leave it up. Oakland Athletics are no more. They're now just the Athletics. They're not putting Sacramento in the name of their team. But I think this team wins 71 or more baseball games, actually. Listen, they won 69 games last year, and we saw that they got the bump. We saw that... they played well in the second half of the season last year. They showed some life, and they're going to get a bump from going into Sacramento. There's going to be an enthusiastic crowd base there. Not to mention, the A's have they really are a good young organization, this team. Like, their owner might be a jackass, but their organization on the Kings just score right away.
Yeah, 4-1. I know. kidding. Wow.
The A's, George, have done a nice job, bro. Like, you're a numbers guy, George, but they got a lot of good young players. People just don't realize it. Like, Rooker's a badass, number one. He's going to hit a million home runs in this new stadium. Lawrence Butler's a freaking stud. All right? Like, you look at this team, they've got their number one prospect in here, the Wilson kid, the shortstop. He only played 28 games at the end of last year, so you never really know how these young phenoms are going to do. But he is their number one prospect. And Fangraphs has him listed to hit .288 this year, George. He's a contact hitter. This A's team, bro, like I said, playing in a new stadium, playing in a new city, no more uncertainty and stuff like that. They're living in Sacramento for the next 3-4 years. Like, yeah, they're going to Vegas, but that's down the road. I think these kids on this team could just sort of settle in this stadium and – it's not an overpowering division either. I think 70.5 is a good look for this Athletic team. You agree or disagree?
I agree. Like what you said here, they are a good young team. The pitching staff, by the way, is not terrible either. They've got some guys who are good. Severino just signed there. I think they might assign somebody else to get above the floor, I believe. You got Jake, the ex-Yankee J.P. Sears, solid left-hander there. So listen, they need more. They're not going to be a playoff team. I don't see them going anywhere near 500, but I think they can get to mid-70s. I do. And the key thing there is there's no great team in this division. I mean, Seattle is probably the best team, but they can't really hit. Now, Houston, they have their issues here. They got to make some moves here. I don't have much
of
the next one to lift the Angels, though.
Oakland won 69 games last year, right? Yep. So I'm asking for two more wins. with a team that's starting to come together and with a bunch of players that were kind of rookies last year. If you look at all these A's players, they were all called up 2 years ago in September, right? So they all sort of have a month under their belt, and then last year they got a full season under their belt, and now it'll sort of start to continue. To me, they're almost like a Baltimore Orioles here, this team, right? They're like the Orioles were like 2 years ago. They're starting to come on this athletic team. It sucks for people in Oakland. Now they're spending money, and now they just signed a Japanese prospect, too, the number one high school prospect. The kid just skipped everything. You got $1 million signing bonus to sign with the A's. So the A's are making moves right now as an organization. I get it with the Angels. I can understand people going, oh, my God, the Angels. But, you know, if you look at the Angels, I'm counting, Kurtz, that one of these times that Mike Trout will actually stay healthy.
It's a gamble.
That's my time now.
That's one of my deals that, you know what, you know, he's got to, one of these years, they have to actually have something fall into place for them. The Angels also do have a lot of young talent, and I like their signings in the offseason. You bring in Kikuchi, you bring in Travis d'Arnaud, you bring in Kyle Hendricks, you bring in Kevin Newman. They're a deeper team right now, this Angels team, mixed with the players that they already have in a manageable division. They won 63 last year, so this is a little bit of a, you know, a bump that I'm looking for here to get to 72. But I'm buying in. I say that the Angels are going to be a competitive team this year. Similar like what Kurt just said about the A's. Like, you know, get me to 73, 74, whatever, 75, I can see them at. Yeah, I think the Angels are going to be better than people think. I think the Detroit Tigers guys is a little light at 83.5. I think this team is not a fluke from last year. It'll continue. 83.5 is a light number, I find. San Diego at 89.5 as well. I mean, this is a damn good baseball team. Last year, they had a million injuries, and they were still super competitive. And another thing with San Diego is we know they're aggressive. Like, they'll make a move midseason. They're going to do something. Like, they're not just conceding the division to the Dodgers. And there's such a big gap. Like, put it this way. The Dodgers' win total is 102.5 to 103.5. I think they're going to get there. But if you ask me, are they going to win the division by 13.5 games? I'll say no. I think San Diego's a good baseball team, Kurtz.
Yeah, I agree. I think they'll get there. I might worry a little bit about the ownership problems there and what the trickle-down effect that has. I also want to know where Sasaki ends up. Yeah, Sasaki ends up here, I'm going to like this a hell of a lot more. I like all your numbers. The only one I wouldn't do
are these all overs? So everything's over. Athletics over, the Angels over, Tigers over. Five overs. Yeah.
The only one I don't like is the Angels. I don't see the Angels 71.5. There's a lot of hope and prayers. Trout hasn't played more than 80 games once in the last 6 years. I mean, I don't see him playing enough here. And the rest of that team.
No little faith, Kurtz. Captain Johnson. Hold on, Kurtz. We'll get you out of here. We'll get Julio.
Under 80.5.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Shout out to everybody joining us on SiriusXM channel 159. We're live on X right now as well with a video stream and chat. Ken in the chat asked, what is an octopus? What does it mean when they set a player to score an octopus? Thanks. An octopus, Ken, is incredibly rare. You don't see it often, but Jalen Hurts actually did it. Jalen Hurts has done it. An octopus is when a player scores a touchdown, and then the same player scores the two-point conversion after the touchdown. They call it an octopus because of the eight points. So it doesn't happen often. People, we've talked about this a couple of years ago. This is a new, obviously, you know, they only added the 2 years ago, et cetera. But this is one of these more modern type of sports bets. And I remember a couple of years ago, it was at the Super Bowl, and they had it, and nobody knew what the hell it was. People were like, "What the hell is an octopus?" And you know, the will, and here it is: any player to score an octopus. So, any player to score an octopus, So this isn't the divisional rounds of any game here. No is minus 700. You know what? I'm glad you brought this up, Ken. You got me peaked in. You got me interested in this. Any player to score an octopus? Yes, plus 450. Thing is, and you can bet it like specific games too, but like you, what about, so we're getting all, what about all four games.
Josh
and,
Allen.
Well, the thing is, you got Josh Allen that could score the touchdown, and then they could give it to him. He could keep it again for two potentially. Lamar Jackson potentially could. And the whole thing is, Jalen Hurts has actually done it before. Like if you know, I mean, if they're on the 1 yard line, and you know they do the brotherly shove, that's what they do. They hurt scores, and then if they're going to go for, if they have to go for two, they probably do the brotherly shove again for the 2-point conversion. So yeah, you're getting plus 450 for an anytime octopus. Then you can do it any player to score an octopus on Saturday plus 750. So, hey, you got Jaden Daniels too, Cam. He's a potential. Yep. Like basically, they're all a potential except for Goff and Stafford. So you're getting six out of the eight quarterbacks. Six out of the eight quarterbacks, legitimately, it could happen. You know what I mean? It has to, you know, will they go for two? Will they be aggressive? Will they have to go for two at some point? That's why it's kind of rare, but it's plus 450. If you just want to do it for Saturday's games, you get plus 750, yes. If you just want to do it for Sunday's games, you get plus 850, yes. So, you know what? Only because you brought it up right now, and if it happens, I'm going to throw a bottle through the screen and saying, son of a bitch, we talked about it and I didn't bet it. So I'll sprinkle on the yes at plus 450 in any one of the games. Here's one. Washington Commanders over under. This is the Commanders and Lions game. Over under 2.5 fourth down successful conversions.
Over.
But it's minus 170 to the over, plus 140 to the under. And the reason, yeah, Cam, you look, because usually it wouldn't be 2.5 this, but you got Dan Campbell, who's a psychopath, and you've got Dan Quinn, who was super aggressive and went for it on fourth down two or three times last week as well. So, yeah, minus 170 to the over there. All right, we got Big Card Julio, Big Head Julio in the house. Sasquatch, oh. What's up, Julio?
Hey, Sasquatch. I got to tell you, Gabe, I'm watching golf. You got to get like a dead ringers. The only guy that's got a bigger melon than Julio is JJ Spahn. And you guys kind of look like each other, too. My girlfriend's like, look at the size of that guy's head. I go, you haven't seen Julio's head, but it's big.
I think the beard makes his face look bigger, yeah, too. But
if he headbutted you, he'd split your face.
We've
in
asked
half.
You, but you don't know what size baseball cap you are, Julio. I got to believe it's pretty large. You need like a large hat.
Eight and a half.
I grew up 7 5/8, and then the last time I tried it on, it was big. So I need to get Bruce Bochy size.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Bochy.
You know what, though? I find it weird with baseball hats, too. Like, none of them fit properly. Like, they're all, like, sort of weird. I don't know. Like, or your head shrinks, or, I don't know, the hats change or whatever.
It's good that you're bald, because the hat always feels like, when I have a big puffy hair, doesn't whatever. That's the whole problem, right? Like, at least you, Gabe, with your dome, it's consistent, because you're not going to have that, like, big muff up at the top and stuff.
I don't like new, I don't like the new modern baseball hats. They're too big.
I agree.
The brims or whatever, the proportions aren't well. So the Houston Rockets have stormed all the way back and taken a 94-92 lead on the Sacramento Kings. This game's been all over the place. And there's still 10 minutes left, 94-92. In-game totals, 236.5 right now. The Clippers rolled the last night they rolled the Brooklyn Nets. They murdered them. They set, like, records. They're doing it again. Clippers are rolling the Blazers now, 86-61 right now. Oregon State, though, Oregon State are actually leading Gonzaga outright, 35-31 for Oregon State with under 3.5 minutes left in the first half right now. Julio, any late-night college basketball action for you?
No, I just had my heart ripped out of me with the Tampa Bay Lightning in regulation. Of course, they'd give up a goal midway through the third and then win in the shootout. So still picking up the pieces from that defeat.
Speaking of which, actually, the Edmund and Julio's in Colorado. The Edmonton Oilers and the Colorado Avalanche are tied at 3 right now with 13 minutes left in this hockey game. I'm on the Colorado Avalanche to win. So let's hope we're pulling for an Avs win here, Julio.
What are they? Minus 125. So pretty much pick them depending on your book in the in-game market. So, yeah, let's go Avs. Go Avs, go. Bernie, that, you want to talk about good mascots, Cam. Bernie the St. Bernard, the Avalanche mascot.
I like St. Bernard's. I like that's great. I remember the last St. Bernard corporate spokesperson was St. Bernard for Neo Citroen, where he saved the guys who fell off their sled. And the St. Bernard saves them with Neo Citroen when they fell down the mountain. Yeah.
That's an interesting story, Cam. Thanks.
That's a great story. Citroen. He's a dog, and he brought them the medicine. And he was a St. Bernard. Anyway, Julio, I've got a picture of Littlest Hobo on Twitter. Now? Actually, the Littlest Hobo guy died a while ago.
Yeah, but I was going to say... I thought the Avalanche mascot, don't they have like a snowman type of dude? I don't know, am I dreaming now?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. The Beavers starting to pull away a little bit. Now they got a 7-point lead on Gonzaga, 44-37 right now, with under 2 minutes remaining in the first half. In-game totals up to 170.5. You know what? If the Beavers get another little bit bigger of a lead here, even though the Beavers were the play getting the points before the game, Gonzaga getting plus points will be the play here. They'll dial it up in the second half. They'll adjust. It'll be, it's a tough building to play in. The building's going to get all fired up, but it's going to be hard to close the Zags out. And right on cue, Gonzaga just hit a 3-point shot. In fact, why wait? I'm going to jump in on Gonzaga. All I got to do is win the basketball game. And the total's 170.5. You know what? I'm going to jump in on the over here. Gonzaga do play a lot of really wild, like, high-scoring games this year. So let me jump in here. Gonzaga money line and over 170.5. All right, Julio, we're up against it with the clock here. What do you like in the National Football League this week? What are your best bets, or what do you got for us?
We got a lot in the shopping bin, so let's first look at the Los Angeles Rams +6 at Philadelphia. And I think the Rams can get the upset +225. If you're giving me the coaching handicap, I'm taking Sean McVay over Sirianni any day of the week. So Rams money line +225, +6, shop around. Patrick Mahomes, 2 or more touchdowns, -155. And I also like the two-team teaser, 7-point teaser, -145, shop around. I tried to do the parlay price, but it was over $2, so no thank you. Chiefs, Lions, -1.5. Chiefs, Lions, -2. Soccer this weekend, I like Barcelona, -1 in the spread against Getafe. Real Madrid played today in extra time to Celta Vigo. They take on Las Palmas this weekend, a bad side in Spain, but +3 on the handicap. If you're playing extra time midweek and then have to play a couple days later, I could see Real Madrid just putting a little ease, cruise control in this match. So +3, Las Palmas, -138. Also in the NFL, a 16-1 same game parlay. Josh Allen to score an anytime touchdown. Lamar Jackson, anytime touchdown. Dalton Kincaid, anytime touchdown. 16-1.
Big card, Julio, living up to his moniker. If you can, Tommy, actually, I know you guys had a lot of stuff going on. Let's do the best of X on the way out day here. I wanted to get to that before we're done here, as I found it to be pretty. This was just too good not to get to. We have to get to this. Hey, let me know when you got the best of X. Let's roll this. While they get it ready, all right, here it is ready, and we'll get Julio's national championship pick. But yeah, roll the best of X. That was adventure number two here.
All right, so yeah.
Now we need the actual tweet video part up. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
No, that's not the that's not the one either.
Bob Uecker?
No, that's not the one. Yeah, here we go. Man. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you very much. So yeah, so we got Riley Leonard on Notre Dame and Ohio State. We're the two main teams that we're the two main teams to just publicly display our faith the most. I truly believe that Jesus was looking over both our shoulders throughout the season and put us and put these two teams on a pedestal for a reason. So Riley Leonard believes that Jesus was the one that put Ohio State and Notre Dame into the national championship game. And listen, I love Jesus, praise Jesus, but I think it has more to do with Ohio State spending $20 million on players and having a stacked roster more so than any sort of holier-than-now biblical work. You know, as far as Notre Dame...
Religious school, Gabe.
Well, that's another thing. Like, you think of faith. So what? Was it like a religious right for them to spit on Michigan players at the football game last month, 2 months ago? Was it religious of Ryan Day to basically threaten a 100-year-old Lou Holtz? What do they do to Ohio State? It's like, come on. Religion and Ohio State and faith. Who do they try to kid here? And listen, Notre Dame, on the other hand, I'm like, you know, maybe there is divine intervention because Riley Leonard isn't that good, and somehow he's in a national championship game here. So there might be some divine intervention at play here.
I just think like Marcus Freeman is a good coach. Look at him. He looks like a kid. Look at this guy.
He's a goofy kid, but he's hard not to. He's a happy kid. He's hard not to like. He's good for him. He's going to lose, but...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.